Dr. Nick and Hot Aussie Chick Show is brought to you by the LasVegasAdvisor.com, CasinoMeister.com, and ThePog.com. Three great sites for all your casino gaming information needs.
If you're receiving this transmission, then this operation is a success. Dr. Nick and the Hot Aussie Chick are in the house and ready to dissect blackjack, poker, and everything in between. Welcome to your
life. No noise, because he is distracted. I know that Dr. Nick is there, and Dr. Nick is playing poker again.
Well, I may be a little distracted here, but I am playing a little satellite into the $30,000 main event on Tuesdays. So this doesn't air till Wednesday. So hopefully we'll have some good news after that. But I started about an hour ago. I wouldn't have played, but I was bored, and it was only $5, so I decided to enter it. And I'm in first place currently, so that is good news. Hopefully it can last.
Dude,
we'll see.
You live in Las Vegas. How could you possibly be bored?
That's a good point. That is a very fair point. But it, you know, the World Series of Poker has died down, and we are just pretty lackadaisical right now for probably till the end of July, and then maybe the people will pick up again. Because when in Las Vegas, when the World Series of Poker is on, there are very few other conventions and things going on, because that occupies a lot of the space and a lot of the hotel rooms. So they plan around that. So not a lot of people are here right now. So there's not a lot of events going on. There's not a lot of shows. A lot of the shows are on hiatus for a while. But yeah, hopefully things will pick back up in the next week or so. But we'll see about that. Anyway.
So I do hear voices. Do you have visitors over, or are you at a cafe again?
I am at a cafe, a local cafe. It's actually very pleasant out today. It's only about 95 degrees and a slight overcast.
Well, let me tell you about my weather. It's shocking. It's horrible. It's disgusting. I hate it.
Well, it is winter time, as I recall.
Well, yes, it is winter, and I don't like winter. Winter can go somewhere else. That's all I have to say about that. So, what do we have to talk about in relation to your weather? Because there was an incident in your car this week.
Oh, my God. You're not going to believe this. I, you know, in Las Vegas.
Now, come on. Don't use the Lord's name in vain.
Okay. Continue, oh, my goodness. Let me tell you. I usually keep a roll of deodorant in my car, you know, in my gym bag, in my car. And just because you get awfully sweaty here in Las Vegas, as you know, you've been around here for a while.
And I know. Well,
yes. So I just usually keep a deodorant, but apparently it was so hot this past week, maybe 110, 111 degrees, that my entire deodorant bar evaporated, and my car now smells like speed stick, if you can believe that.
So how does it evaporate? I mean, obviously the smell's there, it's gone into all of the fabrics and the furnishings of the car, right? It's not
it's a leather interior on it, so I would assume that it would get against the carpet areas of the floor, but it's I just opened it up to put some on the other day, and it was gone. I'm like, where the hell did it go? Sure enough, it evaporated.
Was that before or after you were running? Because I know that you're also distracted over the pain that you're suffering.
Oh, yes. This past week, I decided to get into a little bit better shape, and I've started jogging or running. And I'm on day four now, and I'm up to about 35 minutes, and it is pretty intense, and I am sore. But what I find is if you drink some, you know, a lot of water afterwards, it kind of gets rid of that lactic acid buildup, and this is my doctor talking, and it flushes all that stuff out, and you don't feel as bad.
Well, if you sit down at a bar and you make your exercise drinking alcohol, you don't feel as bad either.
Well, I think after about the third drink, you probably don't feel anything.
Probably not. Yeah. Anyhow, so last week we spoke about Area 51. Now, I know this isn't all about gambling, but I really want to see the bet. Have you seen any bets anywhere on what's happening with this storming of Area 51?
I have not. But what I did see is the creator or the initiator of the event made a public statement saying he doesn't want to see anybody getting hurt, so he strongly advises against storming Area 51. Hopefully they'll heed that advice.
That's good news.
Yes.
Yes. Then again, I don't think that everyone in the world is as smart as to follow pretty obvious directions, you know. Don't go where you're told not to. So probably someone will be still stupid enough. Anyway, with that said, I saw that they were asking for grandmas to come feed everyone. Grandmas wanted. I also saw Mulder. Do you remember the X-Files? Does everyone remember the X-Files?
Oh, that was classic.
Right, okay. So my computer,
is out there.
Right. Well, he has shared... What's his name in real life? I don't know.
His name Mulder, is David, Scully. David Duchovny.
Right. Well, they've been sharing. They've been sharing about Area 51. Fabulously funny. I could not stop laughing. Anyhow, so back to the World Series of Poker. You said that it's all wrapping up, etc. We spoke about the World Series of Poker main event winner last week and how that all went down. Right. One thing we didn't speak about because we didn't know about this was the World Series of Poker. They decided to do a chop for the main event.
Yes, they did. And I just found this out recently. It was $10 million for first prize and $6 million for second. Is that correct?
Mm-hmm. So there was a huge difference. Yeah.
It was about that. But so what I hear is that they decided to take $7.5 million each. So out of the 16, they each got 7.5, and then they played for the $1 million and the bracelet, which itself is worth about $500,000. So they decided to... It's hard to say. It depends what the chip lead was like and all sorts of other interesting things that you have to consider. I usually don't chop tournaments because I consider myself a pretty decent heads-up player that I was trained by by one of the best at heads-up play. So I kind of do that. So I would be neglected to chop, especially if there was, in my confidence ability. Because at that point, you're just kind of giving up and you're really not going to play as hard. But at that point, too, people, they're saying, well, they were tired and this, that, and the other. But my guess, I've never been in any long, long tournaments like those. I've been in a couple day tournaments, but never one that has lasted multiple days.
10 days.
Yeah.
10 whole days.
I assume those guys were running on pure adrenaline at that point. But
no, I don't know what they... There's Red Bull?
It's very stressful, too. It's very stressful. I mean, I remember the guy who took second. What was his name?
I can never pronounce people's names.
Dario S. We'll call him.
You know what? My head. I have all these names in them in my little brain cells, and they never come out right.
Well, the point is this. That event is very stressful. He said that, it was his second time, I think, going very, very deep into a tournament. He said he lost a lot of weight, and it's stressful.
Oh, yes, I remember. I remember Stuart Scott, and I've said this a lot of times. I did an exclusive interview with him after winning the Aussie Millions a couple of years back. A few years back now. Wow. I don't know why I'm saying a couple of years. That's like forever ago.
How many days is the Aussie Millions?
We're old. Well, that's obviously dependable, too. Anyhow, he had lost 7 kilograms.
Oh, my. How many days is the Aussie Millions? A million? Okay. And are they playing every day, or?
Well, no. There's day 1A, day 1B. Same kind of format, really.
Okay.
Speaking of which, the Aussie Millions has the tournament schedule has been released, and I'm in awe shock.
Yes, they have changed the dates on you guys this year.
Uh-huh. It's starting the 4th of January. Most of Australia is not even going to be finished with their hangovers by that date.
That's right, because it's just shortly after
the New Year's Eve.
You're in a hand.
I'm not. We're I just did the add-on break. We just finished the add-on break. So
Okay. Well, the Aussie Millions, let me tell you, year after year after year, I was there on the 19th and the 20th. And, you know, it started around the 14th, 15th, 16th, 17th, these kinds of dates. Now, the 4th, I was just like, whoa. So another thing that happens around Aussie Millions is my birthday. And, of course, Australia Day and the Australian Open. And, you know, it's the middle of summer. It's kind of like... Right. Australian poker camp as opposed to the World Series of Poker summer camp in Las Vegas. And it's just very strange to me. But whatever. Whatever. I'm sure everyone will have fun regardless. I'm just stressed that it finishes on the 24th and my birthday is the 25th.
Australia. So everybody's going to be too busy or too worn out from the...
Well, they'll have gone home.
Yes. Really,
I remember my 40th birthday. I had dinner with Mr. Alan Kessler. You know,
chainsaw.
Like right. Because the Aussie Millions was still happening, and everyone's going to go home.
You should tell that story about Mr. Alan Kessler that night, because it is hilarious.
Well, there's not really much to tell.
He thinks he's going to get murdered. In me. Yes.
Well, yeah, because it's all dark. I understand why. It's dark. Las Vegas is like neon lights. You know, look at the book even, Beyond the Neon Lights. Is that what it's called? I forget.
Yes. Published by Las Vegas or Huntington Press and Mr. Anthony.
Right,
Davis.
Okay. So to look at polar opposites, that's Melbourne. How do you say it? Melbourne?
I don't know. Yes, your country. You should know.
Well, no, I'm asking how you say it. You know, Melbourne. Just so everyone...
Melbourne.
You don't say Melbourne.
Well, I tell you what I don't say. I don't say Yosemite when referring to Yosemite.
Right. Anyhow, Melbourne, where, however you guys say it, is the polar opposite to Las Vegas. It's dark and dingy, and people hang around dark and dingy places. And so I can understand why he'd think that we were almost murdered.
No, my favorite part of Melbourne is Lygon Street. I do love all the Italian food.
Well,
and
that's where we were headed.
Yes.
I was headed to Lygon Street with the chainsaw, and it was dark and dingy. Anyhow, whatever. Another thing that has happened as a result of the summer camp in Las Vegas is the backing, suing player.
Yes.
Asking me if I'd, you know, here I am prompting. Everyone knows I'm prompting him. Speak, Dr.
Right.
Frank, speak.
Well,
tell us all about this.
What was his name? Hawkins? Was his name Maurice Hawkins, maybe?
It certainly was Morris. I don't remember. You're asking someone that forgets everyone's name.
Right. Well, in any event, this guy named, there was a player, and he was backed by another player. And what he was trying to do is he was just trying to withhold all his winnings and not give the person who backed him the money that he owed him.
Mm-hmm.
So after asking him, and I think the guy made like $1 million this year in the tournaments. So he decided to take him to court and sue.
As he should.
Yes. And the judge awarded him the total
you
amount.
Sound like
of,
a robot.
Well,
would you your hand?
The judge told him that he should pay back, that he was ordered to pay back all the money that he took from him. Oh, just so everybody knows, I was kind of distracted, but I just won a big hand for 14,000 in chips. That's why I was distracted.
Tell.
Yes.
Could we ever?
I had ace six.
Rolling my eyes.
I had an ace six suited, and then I moved all in, and I caught a straight. So there you go. That's
oh,
five.
Well, you're lucky.
I am. The guy had a pair of fours. So.
He's Wow. Okay.
Well, he was
all right. Anyway, let's forget about any stories that you want to talk about. So, the guy got sued.
Yeah, the guy got ordered by the judge to pay $103,000 in restitution, which actually should be a hell of a lot more because, Jesus, if he won over $1 million, the guy is actually literally entitled to 50% of the winnings, which is $500,000.
He paid his entire backing?
Yeah, I guess he backed all of them. He gave them money to play with.
Well, look, we've talked about backing and contracts and all that stuff before. Guys, girls, do it properly. Go through a proper, authenticated, upstanding staking site. Or make sure your contracts are in place with the I's dotted and the T's crossed.
Yes, and because you just never can tell. Because when money's involved, people get greedy, and then there was text messages going back and forth, and all sorts of things that were happening. But essentially, the guy would just say, "Oh, be patient. I'm not going to give you the money yet." And to be honest with you, I would be very.
I fucking hate ripoffs.
Oh, I would too. I do. 100%.
I've been ripped off by so many people. I effing hate ripoffs. I swore already. The beep beep. I hate them. Anywho, right. I'll tell you, the next person that I'm going to back or invest in is someone by the name of Pluribus.
Pluribus.
Have you heard of Pluribus?
Pluribus.
I don't know how you would pronounce it. Is this another Yosemite Melbourne thing?
Okay.
Pluribus.
It sounds familiar, but I don't know what it's about.
Okay, so Pluribus is one of the world's best poker players.
Okay. Does anybody know who his real name is?
I'm gonna give you hints. Does anyone know the real name? The real name is Pluribus. Pluribus doesn't have a poker face. There's another hint. Uh-huh.
Is he a straight online player?
Yeah, I suppose. Pluribus doesn't have any face at all.
Okay.
Okay, I'll just go ahead and say it, because this is just ridiculous that I'm playing guessing games with everyone, but I hope that everyone is enjoying those guessing games. Pluribus is an artificial intelligence program.
Right.
And it's demonstrated that it can beat human pros. We're not just talking your regular player, pro players. In 6-player, no limit Texas Hold'em now.
Really? They're playing 6-max.
Right. That's the most popular variant of online poker now. And according to the robot's creators, the results were published last week, it was constructed through self-play, which is competition against itself, which can teach us something.
Hmm. Interesting.
Yeah. You know, so as an example, going through all of your hand histories and, reviewing everything and kind of working out what you do against yourself as an opponent, so knowing yourself is how it has built its artificial intelligence to destroy people. Anyhow, Pluribus him and his artificial intelligence earns around, or has the ability to obviously earn around $1,000 an hour.
Is it a bot?
Well, I suppose it is, yes.
Well, aren't bots disallowed on
disallowed? Yes.
Bots are disallowed. Oh, I hear
disallowed.
I hear the ambulance coming by. So right. Just wait for one second.
It's not you, so that's good. It's not you that's being taken away. Maybe you'll get called to do surgery or something.
No, not today.
Okay. Well, the bot, it is a bot. So the bot, it's a landmark in the development of artificial intelligence.
Well, I believe it was
doing some marvelous things, sort of. Not really. I don't want to be killed by robots.
I guess it was only a matter of time because they do the big blue IBM supercomputer they designed to play chess, and it can beat people as well.
Hmm.
Not the grandmasters, but, good enough people. They can.
So. The artificial intelligence systems have previously defeated humans, in other games, like chess and heads-up poker.
Really?
But this is, Well, yes, I think we spoke about that once before, and I couldn't remember. I remember that it's a name, that the computer's name started with C, I believe, but I couldn't remember its name. Anyhow, this is obviously, this is 6 players. This is a computer sitting there that has taught itself to play poker.
Now that's strange, because I mean, how would it evaluate other players' play without actually, or does it learn? I'm assuming it learns as they play with them, with that computer, and keeps track of things as well, correct?
Well, it's artificial intelligence. That's how it learns. It learns by picking up patterns and uses all of the mathematics and so on and so forth. And again, it's learned from itself.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like, what would I do in this given situation? Okay, well, I better trump that by doing this. Does that make sense?
That does make sense. That's a very, I suppose it was just a matter of time. Yeah, just a matter of time before that happened. But I hope they won't allow robots to play into the World Series of Poker, because then it's just, who's better, my robot or your bot robot? Right?
Who has the best artificial intelligence, yours or mine? No, surely they couldn't do that. That's never going to happen. But we could, of course, possibly see on black market sites, I'm very much doubting, on a reputable site such as WSOP.com, that you would see a robot. But black market sites, probably. Would I like to own one? Yeah, probably.
Of course.
I'd love my own.
Now, there's detection methods against using bots. We talked about this before we actually started our show several months ago, about how the program that you're working on detects different patterns that you have, or whether you touch the mouse pad, or how you mess with the mouse pad, and it can determine whether or not you're actually a real person or not.
Mm-hmm.
That is so. So sorry. I'm sure.
Don't mind me. I was just having a sip of my bourbon. I should be called Mama Bourbon or something. I have gone into deep discussion with you previously, and also a bunch of other people, the Real Grinders, just as an example, on security systems for online poker and what they entail, you know, how many tiers they have of security and what it includes and what it can pick up on and all that kind of stuff. Very interesting for the nerds in the world. I don't know how many nerds listen to our show, though. Speaking of which, we have a lot of listeners.
Well, do we really? I don't keep track of the stats. That's up to you.
We have a ridiculous amount of listeners, so that's good. And those listeners heard last year. Last week, gee, that bourbon, one sip of bourbon, listen to me, speaking nonsense. The Encore, we spoke about the Encore last week.
Yes, some interesting things have developed.
And the rip-offs that apparently were. Yes, they have. The preliminary hearings, I am absolutely shocked and so embarrassed, to tell you the truth. I'm like, oh my God, I'm so embarrassed that I sent all of our listeners there. You know, we're like, oh, it's opened up. Oh, it's a lovely casino. Oh, the blackjack tables are full. Then next week, next thing, the very following week, we're like, oh, my God, I can't believe that I sent players there. They're paying the wrong odds at blackjack, and they are absolutely off the charts when it comes to paying out from poker machines or slot machines, as you call them, because they're ripping people off cents. You know, it adds up to a lot, but apparently that is not the case.
Yes, the judge has made a determination saying that they can do those things.
Judge?
I guess the magistrate said something that they are compliant, or maybe not. Was it the judge, or was it the actual?
I think it's Massachusetts Gaming Commission.
Okay, the Gaming Commission. Okay, that's not the judge.
Whoever they are.
It has not gone to court yet, but the gaming board has said, yes, we do. We do everything. And what they did is, the way they got it, even though they're machines, they're only round off to the nearest dollar, the lowest dollar, actually. They say,
so this is for slot machine payouts, when you get your little ticket. Yeah. So people were claiming, just for anyone who missed the last show, that let's just say you won $165.89. I believe that's how much I won last week on a slot machine as I was walking past. If you won that much, then you would only get paid $165.
Yes.
The 89 cents would vanish.
But what they're saying is, it will, if you go to the cage and cash your ticket in at the cage, then they'll give you the whole amount.
They didn't even say that.
Well, that's what they said, right? And they've been now.
No, they said that what is happening is these players aren't grabbing their tickets. They're like, they're going to the machines and they're putting their tickets in, and they only pay out to the closest dollar amount. So that would pay you $165 and print another ticket for the 89 cents.
Okay.
So it's up to you to take that to the cage. They weren't ripping people off at all. People just weren't going and cashing in their 89 cent tickets. Does that make sense?
That does. Okay. So they would just forget about them, essentially.
Of course, you can go to the cage as well. You can go to the cage and cash it all in, as you were saying. It's obviously option number two. But yeah, so that's how the money was going missing. So they found that the Boston casino is not doing the wrong thing at all.
Okay.
Although I think it's a devious way to keep the 89 cents, because now you have to go to the cage to get the cents.
Right, 100%.
Or spend them. You know how you push like, well, you wouldn't know. You don't play slot machines, but it's like 3 cents and one line in Australia, you know, to spend the last 3 cents so that you have an even number.
Right.
Anywho, so that's what, and blackjack, they said that they are not guilty of doing any wrongdoing when it comes to blackjack. Did you know why?
Well, you're in a hand. No, they said they can change the odds anytime they want, correct?
Well, no, they're allowed to pay odds at 3-2 or to 6-5. And nearly 35% of the tables at Encore have 6-5 payout. The payout odds,
those are all the lower denomination games, correct?
I don't know. Probably. I haven't been there. Maybe someone can ring on in and or comment or something and tell us. The 6-5 payout odds option is authorized in a number of other jurisdictions, including Nevada, blah, blah, blah. So apparently that's all fine too.
Well, so, even though so it turns state, out they are technically in compliance, but they are, it's definitely, they weren't advertised. They were letting people know what was going on. They were trying to shunt the system is what they were doing, in my opinion.
But now they've put up big signs.
Yes.
So now on, no one's going to get confused. So you can go and play there and look at the signs. Make sure you look at the signs everywhere, people. I didn't think a casino would do that.
Well, come on. They're looking to get any type of money they can from anybody at any time, no matter what.
I said that to the wrong person. Oopsie.
Yes.
Yes.
Speaking of which, there is actually something else interesting going on in Las Vegas that I heard a rumor about. Yes, I believe I talked to you a little bit briefly about it, and that is there is rumblings, not yet confirmed.
Rumblings?
Rumblings.
I hear rumblings in your background. I can't really hear you.
That was a motorcycle, I believe. But
suppose?
Yes. There was rumblings and nothing confirmed or verified yet. As a matter of fact, MGM has been denying this, but there is some rumors going around that 2020, the fountains at the Bellagio are going to be no more, and they're going to take that space, drain it, and actually use it for retail space, building up, you know, some more shops, taking from the idea from Steve Wynn, who before he got booted out of the Wynn and Encore, they actually are tearing up the golf course that was behind the Wynn and actually making it into a big theme park with some shops and things like that. So that's a possibility, folks. So just if you haven't been to Vegas to see the Bellagio fountains, the iconic Bellagio fountains, they may not be around too much longer.
Well, I need to go there.
Well, haven't you seen
that? So I'm going to book back. Well, not close up. No, I've driven past and I've seen them on the internet. But no, I actually have not been close up and watched them do their
little dance.
Yes, I have not seen that. I mean, I've seen it close up as I've driven past, but I haven't stood there and watched the whole thing, you know, next to it. You get what I'm saying. Well, I want to do that.
The situation was, I mean, I think you remember when the Golden Knights were in the finals a couple years ago, they did a concert. They put up a platform and did a concert on the Bellagio lake there. And with all that advertising, you can't.
Was on the Bellagio lake?
Yes, yes. You can't buy that type of advertising.
That was happening because I was dumping kamikazes down my stomach.
I remember that. At the bar that we were at, as a matter of fact, every time the Knights scored, they were giving away free shots, right?
Mm-hmm. They were, and the Knights scored. Then they scored again. And, of course, I was drinking in between. So I don't know where that little performance was. I didn't know it was the Bellagio Fountain. Not that I forget everything when I've been drinking, just saying.
I bet. I'm sure you don't.
That was a wacko of a night. So much yes. fun. Go, Knights, go. Go, yes. Knights, go.
Yes. I think you became a Knights fan that night, didn't you?
I did. I didn't know why we were going there. I'm like, what is this Stanley Cup? Okay, if it involves drinking, I'm in. Woo!
Yes, we went to Jackpot's, which is the little bar and grill right near there.
Right, so. And it has great food. Not just we, just so everyone knows, when we say we went here and we went there, it's always with a whole bunch of people.
Yeah, it was owner Anthony Curtis, mm-hmm. and a couple other players, Mr. Blair Rodman, a longtime veteran poker player who you've known forever, and I've known for quite a long time as well.
Mm-hmm.
And a couple other players that we know. So, yeah.
Americans. So yes, blackjack players, poker players, and go Knights, go, go Knights, yeah, go. Anyhow, yeah. So wow, okay. And I remember someone saying 30-something million a year or so. How much does this? No, 3 million. I don't know. How much does it cost a month or a year to run this fountain?
It's anywhere from $300,000 to $700,000 a month. A month, depending on how much water they have to pump in and clean and if things break and so on and so forth.
How many people vomit in it?
I don't think that many, to be honest. So, okay. But if that does go away, that's going to be, one less free attraction that's available in Las Vegas. So.
I want to see it. I'm going to book my ticket after this show to go to Las Vegas. To see the fountain, just in case they suddenly go, fuck it, we're knocking the fountain down.
Yes. Oh, moving on, there's some interesting news that we came across about some, the UN is actually getting involved in some casino type of commentary, specifically the casinos in Southeast Asia. Have you heard anything about that?
To tell you the truth, I think the United Nations, the UN as you called them, are absolutely pissed.
Why is that?
They believe that the Southeast Asian casinos are the perfect partner for organized crime syndicates, which I can understand. Don't you think?
I would 100% believe that.
I mean, just imagine it. You're in Southeast Asia, Cambodia, or the tiny little, where there's lots of little casinos and mm-hmm. people can use these for money laundering.
Oh, yeah, that's very common.
So just so everyone knows, I don't know if many people know about Macau and, all of places like that. Many of the casinos in these areas emerged after a crackdown on money laundering, in fact.
Mm-hmm.
Money laundering activities in Macau. So in China in 2014, they raised concerns, I suppose you'd call them, that a displacement of criminal activities associated with casinos has taken place in Southeast Asia. And the United Nations is acknowledging that and stating that. Like junket crime.
Yes. So
using or entirely loosely otherwise unregulated casinos to make the origin of the funds rather obscure and hard for law enforcement to detect.
Yes.
We're not talking about little amounts.
Yeah, that's very common, very common. So you just never...
It is.
Oh, especially in those third world type of countries? Oh, I'm almost positive that happens pretty much everywhere.
So they're right then?
Yeah, 100%. 100%.
Well, that's not very good.
Yeah, so...
I can see it, but I didn't know whether it was right. I didn't know,
Yeah, as a matter of fact, the triad, the Chinese triad gangs were apparently, I don't know this for certain, but had a deal with Steve Wynn, and I guess he screwed him out of some money, several hundred million dollars. This is the rumor. I don't know if this is actually true or not, but I've heard this from some people. several years ago that he really took a, you know, screwed him out of a lot of money, and there was a bounty on Mr. Steve Wynn's head for a while. Again, don't know if it's true, but all I know is that Steve Wynn has very, very strong security. So
that's terrifying. Well, here's some stats for everyone anyway, whether all of these rumors and whether all of this be true or not. The organized crime study estimates that Southeast Asia crime syndicates last year moved, wait for it, 25.7 billion worth of methamphetamine and 6.3 billion in heroin.
Wow.
And the revenue from counterfeit goods totaled nearly $40 billion.
That is huge amounts of money we're dealing with.
Well, yes. So I can understand that they would probably try to, you know, launder it a little through casinos. Anyway, the UN found that anti-money laundering safeguards at Southeast Asia casinos do not, it's not up to scratch, obviously.
100%.
As an example, there were several transactions totaling $81 million, which were successfully drawn from the country's account, which would be Bangladesh.
Unbelievable. Unbelievable. So that's there's a lot of unsavory things that happen.
Yes.
Around. And
what? No, are you in a hand again?
No, go ahead.
Oh, we seem to not be bouncing very well today. I blame your poker.
Good.
Unsavory things, yes, we spoke about last week. Was it the week before? I don't know, but we were talking about Illinois.
Yes. Illinois. Yeah, the Chicago casinos.
So Chicago's in Illinois? I have my geography correct. I failed geography, everyone. We all know this. And where they're going to be toward these new casinos, and we kind of had no clue whatsoever. But the Chicago mayor has, again, wait for it. I just hear some of these things. The Chicago mayor, what is he thinking? He's suggesting using Casino Resort to revitalize downtrodden neighborhoods.
That's probably not a good idea.
They've selected five. Well, no, I've been to downtrodden neighborhoods, and they terrify me. Why would I want to go there with thousands of dollars in my pocket? You know, walk along with that. I was scared to pull my iPhone out in Chicago.
I don't blame you. I grew up there.
Oh, yes, okay, good point. You would know exactly what I'm talking about. I'm sure most of our listeners probably do know what I'm talking about, especially if they watch Shameless.
Yes, your favorite show.
Right. So they've selected Chicago Mayor Lori Lightfoot. Is that a boy or a girl?
No idea.
Okay, well, they've selected five possible sites for the city's integrated casino resort. Guess where these are?
No idea.
Speaking of Shameless, they are the South Side. Four are in Chicago's South Side, and the fifth is on the West Side. None are downtown, none of them, not one of them. You know, Millennial Park?
Yes, I know exactly where
I went near that. That's almost 25. I went near that, right?
Yes.
Yes, so 25 million visits yearly, or the Navy Pier. I didn't go to that when I was in Chicago. Gaming analysts favored those. Okay, so of course they're not going to choose those, even though gaming analytics would favor them, gaming analysts. Right. Yeah, instead, he's picked zones, this mayor, in high crime rates, poverty, gun violence. Who the fuck wants to go there?
Not me.
Okay, so, well, this first-term mayor is sticking to her, okay? I'm reading this from casino.org. I'm reading this on right now. I had to pull it up, obviously, to remember all of the finer details. So it is a woman.
I made the final table, everybody.
Oh, but
I'm really low on chips. I'm the low stack, so.
Bad job. Good job.
My ace-king got cracked earlier to a pair of tens, so.
Ace King is no monster.
It is not 100% correct, but
okay. So the first term mayor is sticking her campaign, and she's promising to commit investments to all of this. And this is what Lightfoot says: While a Chicago casino has been talked about for more than 30 years, today we are moving forward to ensure the new casino is viable for Chicago and all of its communities. Well, I wouldn't find it very viable if people are going to not go there.
Oh, 100%.
Who's going to go to where people shamelessly hang out in shameless kind of areas to be killed?
Not me. Although there's a lot of gentrification going on. And for those that don't know, gentrification means where some wealthy people move into a neighborhood and as a consequence fix up the homes and fix up everything that they can. And, you know, bring in new businesses and Starbucks and make the thing more viable.
Right. Well, anyway, thankfully, the Las Vegas-based Union Gaming will now review the five sites. They're going to report back. And the governor and legislative leaders and the feasibility of each location, they're going to look at all of that. And specifically, the analytical firm will make recommendations as to whether casino operators would be interested in investing in such areas.
And hopefully they'll have a... Well, you're still looking at a couple months out before it... couple years at least before it's actually built. Correct?
That's true. True. It says here, the single greatest mistake that a government can do is designate a site for gaming that is inappropriate for a casino. This is what this firm stated. You know, the analytics. Simply because the government has identified a site that needs to be redeveloped does not make it compatible for an integrated urban casino resort. Well, obviously.
Right.
Resort fees in South Chicago? No offense, South Chicago, but you terrified me.
Well, that being said, there's one last item that we need to talk about, and that is a new documentary film that has just been released by a friend of mine, Casey. It's called Inside...
Casey,
like Kentucky Fried Chicken, Casey.
Oh, Casey.
And okay. Casey developed, we're working on a documentary for the past several years called Inside the Edge. And it's basically he takes a camera around and gets thrown out of a bunch of casinos, essentially. I guess it was his last hurrah that he wanted to do. And
there's things on YouTube. There's a young guy that talks about being backed off and shows a light back off. Is that him?
And maybe. I don't know. There's actually the trailers on YouTube. It's called Inside the Edge. It's a trailer. There's an official trailer on YouTube, and you can watch it. It's actually pretty good. But, you know, it was his last... I guess his last hurrah, is that you would say. It was his last... He was basically getting out of the business and didn't want to do it anymore. He's moving on to other things. And he decided to take it from there and just film everything as it happens and put it out there just for everybody to see.
So he has put his face out there.
Yes. Well, he's got several disguises and prosthetics and things that he's using. But yeah, it kind of walks everybody through their whole... The whole thing is everything from, you know, hard, soft bonds, hey, please don't play here anymore, to if you come back, we're going to call the cops on you type of a thing. So,
what about, has anyone threatened to tie him up and beat the hell out of him?
Not to the best of my knowledge, no.
Right.
That really doesn't happen much anymore, but...
Right. Well, not in the USA.
Yes, definitely not in the USA.
So he was actually, I think, or they were talking about it on Gambling with an Edge.
Yes, he was.
About a month ago. So if you can go there, you can listen all about that. It says Gambling with an Edge, Inside the Edge.
Yes.
It's right at the top of you. I just YouTube searched. Also, there was the video Inside the Edge, a professional blackjack adventure. The trailer, as you say. So I can't play that now because what's going to happen is it's going to make a whole bunch of noise.
I'm a professional blackjack player.
Yep, there we
I'm
go.
Forced to evade the most advanced surveillance.
Oh, look at all of his different disguises.
Mm-hmm. Yes, he's pretty.
Wow. Okay. Yeah, sorry, I'm going to turn the volume down and flick through these disguises. Guys, girls, go look at this trailer. This is cool.
Yes, very gorgeous.
That's it. He's better than you.
Well, probably. I wouldn't doubt it.
He's great at looking different. I always said, Dr. Nick, if you get a serious girlfriend one day, she's going to have a different boyfriend every day.
Really? How's that?
So you always look different.
That's true. Well, here's some good news, everybody. I just knocked out two people in a row, and I'm sitting at 61,000 with the leader at 84,000. So I'm doing pretty good. So in any event, let me go and concentrate on the rest of my game.
Yes, soon you won't have to worry about inside the edge.
Yes. So ladies and gentlemen,
you're making millions from poker.
We'll see. Thank you for everything, and we'll see you next week.
Bye.
Danielle, you still there?
Yes, I'm waiting for you to stop recording the call. I think you're upset with me.
No, I'm not. How do I stop recording?
Why did you hang up that quickly? I was in the middle of talking. I was just about to...
Oh, we're still recording.